This is Sarah Wabel, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. Thank you for taking a few moments of your day to tune in and listen to what I have to say. And I will tell you, when I was looking for a Monday Morning Manager for this week and a topic, I just couldn't resist. This one that we're doing today is stress, burnout, and worry. I don't know about anyone else, but I was getting the groove of quarantine and home life and cyber school and working from home while my husband and I actually look at each other all day because we share a home office right now. And now the kids are going back to school. So here comes the stress, the worry, the anxiety, and honestly a little bit of burnout and just always feeling like my wheels are spinning. If that is you, or maybe someone you know, please share with them this podcast. And also, remember, you are not alone. So find someone to talk to. I'm here if you need it. Find a friend, a family member, Charlie, whoever it is, maybe even your dog. So without further ado, here we go with this week's episode of Monday Morning Manager. Symptoms. Mike is feeling anxious, nervous, and angry too often. He feels under stress and burnout a great deal of the time. His production is all over the place, and everywhere he looks, he sees problems, to-do lists, and someone who needs something from him. Mike's response to this pressure is learned helplessness, withdrawal, and the giving up reaction. This quitting response seems to have followed his perception that he has no control over the situation. He blames bad karma, the unfairness of life, and 2020 as the lead prosecutor on his case. Diagnosis. All experiences are filtered through our personal perception, and our bias distorts them to fit our entrenched beliefs. So, much of our stress is not from the situation we face, but rather our perception of it. Mike knows there are stressors in his life, but not all truly need to cause him stress or heighten his anxiety. The feeling of having no control over your life or the events of the workday can be more stressful than true danger. In a recent experiment, race car drivers had their stress levels measured both while driving at 200 miles per hour and when they were in the pit having the crew working on their cars. Which do you think was higher? Prescription. It is important to make sure you take a few minutes as often as you need to stop feeling like you are spinning out. Spinning out does not help you, your clients, or your family and friends. Take time to recenter yourself, evaluate what you're feeling stressed over, and figure out if you really should be stressed on it. Here are 10 ideas about worrying wisely and regaining control. Look to solve those situations that are in your control. Cope with things that are beyond your control. Most of our stress is in response to trivial versus important. Decide where responsibility belongs and then keep it there. Choose your battles wisely. Remember, you can't control the weather and you can't fix stupid. Avoid being a dumping ground for the problems of others. Help them find their own answers. Quit trying to be a superhero all the time. Ask for help when you need it. Do not run your engine at a breakneck pace all the time. Tackle the tough stuff. The best way to get over it is to get on with it. Rehumanize yourself. Work is only a part of life versus life itself. Even a race car needs to get refueled and recharged before getting back on the track for the win. Sometimes you need to slow down before you can speed up again. Critical thinking. Write down the top three things that are bugging you the most so that you can offload them from your brain to the paper. Now become a third-party observer in them. Which of the ideas above will you recommend to yourself to get the most relief? The drill. The drill starts with our final thoughts for the morning. Today we have 1.5, maybe, if you count the second one as a half or a whole one, I'm not sure. First, from Brian Tracy, set peace of mind as your highest goal and organize your life around it. The second is a song lyric from Cage the Elephant. I just like the song, and I think this helps me every now and then remember to slow down. It's linked if you'd like to watch it and or read the lyrics. He said, "There ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay. I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free." All right, and now the drill. Let's hear it. Last week, update us on how 3 things went, and did you hit your stated goals, and did you use growth dynamics tactics to do that? This week, please share your top 3 goals for the week and the growth dynamics tactics you plan to deploy to accomplish them. As always, coaching is available. Do not hesitate to get on the calendar. Please reach out ASAP for this week and next week as times are filling up because we have a few things going on. Now, go out there and make this week the best week yet.